Am I unmuted? There, now I'm on. Now you can hear me. We're talking about the whole armor of God. Can anyone guess what we're talking about tonight? The shoes? Yeah, good guess. Whoever guessed shoes was right. Galatians, Ephesians is next. Now tonight we're talking about the helmet of salvation because we want to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I'm not going to wear this for very long because it's actually pretty heavy sitting up on your head. And this is a modern military helmet. It's made out of a material called Kevlar. It's layers upon layers of it, and it's designed to stop small arms fire. I think you can shoot it with a 9mm pistol and it'll stop it. It may have a dent in the back and you may have a dent in your head, but you won't have a hole in your head. And it'll stop shrapnel from different things and stuff like that. But the reason why they went with this Kevlar is that it's lighter than steel. And if you want to and you don't have head lice, after the service you can put this on just to see how heavy it is. And think about that they developed this in response because it was lighter than steel. Now, go back about 2,000 years to the ancient Greeks and Romans that were the culture of the Bible times, and when they're talking about a helmet, they're talking about some guy that's pounded steel out, or not steel, but some type of iron or some type of metal. They've put layers upon layers of leather, and that's sitting on their head. So I sort of picture something even heavier than what we have today. So you'd have to have a strong neck, a strong body to be able to support this. Now, this helmet of salvation, I believe it's what, verse 16? No, verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation. Basically, this is talking about confidence. Confidence. Salvation would relate to one type. What type of confidence, folks? Eternal confidence. Yeah, that's what I'm not saying that was the wrong answer, but that's the answer I was looking for. Helmet of salvation is talking about confidence in specific to eternal salvation, eternal security. If you believe you can lose your salvation, you aren't equipped to fight. Remember, this is talking about standing and fighting. If you think you can lose your salvation, you're not really ready or equipped to fight because there would be no confidence there. If you're like, oh no, I'm not sure if I can lose it, I'm not sure. Well, is there some certain sin that I could do that maybe I could lose my salvation? In a fight, if you have no confidence, what might you do in a fight? Lose, yeah, that's one option. Run, surrender, yeah, flee, all these different things. But our salvation is based upon what? God's promise. And because of God's promise, we can't lose. We can't lose. Without the helmet of salvation, simply put, we would have no hope, no confidence. Now, still, we as Christians, sometimes we struggle with doubt. Sometimes we struggle with fear. Sometimes problems can lead to discouragement. And unless we have the helmet of salvation, which is confidence, we would be crushed. We would be crushed without the confidence that it brings. Now, Romans chapter 8, think about that for a moment. We've talked about it before. Romans chapter 8, it says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Correct? Remember that? Then later on it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, without this helmet of salvation, I don't really know if we could do ministry. We could do church. We could do any type of things for God because we'd be living in fear that we could lose our salvation. We'd be living in fear wondering, well, you know, am I doing this right? Maybe we'd even be wondering if we could be demon-possessed. Did you know there's lots of people that not only believe you can lose your salvation, there's people that believe, well, you know, a demon could come inside me, a demon could haunt me, the devil could do this, the devil could enter my home, and, you know, all these different worries as if the devil's somebody to worry about. But the helmet of salvation says, hey, you don't have to worry about these things. Because we know what? Ever read the book of Revelation, the very end of the Bible? Who wins? God. Since we know that God wins, that should give us confidence. Well, no, we know we'll win the victory. I think that's starting to get us into what the helmet of salvation is. It's more than just confidence in eternal security. It's knowing. One pastor called it the battle for the mind. The helmet of salvation. It's talking about our head. It's talking about our minds. We have to know some things about God. We have to know that we have the victory. And knowing, biblically, the truths of the Word of God, knowing that, that'll give us the confidence what we need to move forward. You see, I think when we know about salvation, the ins and outs doctrinally and theology and stuff like that, and when we understand the greatness of salvation, when we understand what? The permanence of salvation? Permanent? When we understand the everlasting nature of salvation, when we grasp the amazing love of God, I think it will help us as we go into this battle. Wait, you know, salvation isn't a temporary thing. God's love isn't fleeting. It's not something that's going to leave me if I mess up or sin. It's going to be there, and you'll have confidence that God's going to support you every step of the way. Now, what do we know about Satan's attacks? Anybody? Lies? Well, how often or frequent are Satan's attacks? Continuous, daily. I put relentless in my notes. Nobody got that, so no points awarded. Satan will never stop. He'll never stop as long as you live. He's going to hound you, come after you. But we labor, we toil, we fight for God and against Satan's lies, and we can have the confidence because of what we know about God. Because of this helmet of salvation should give us supreme confidence. I want you to turn to a verse, and I know I really haven't talked much about the helmet. I'm just talking about the salvation aspect of it. We'll get to the helmet in just a moment. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. There's just some verses I think might be beneficial for us to read. John chapter 6. You might hear the plow truck whiz by. That's Mike Eby touching it up for when you folks go ahead and leave. John chapter 6, scan until you find verse 37. Now this is Jesus talking, and it's really fascinating. I'm going to probably really yell loud on one point because I really want you to hear it. Verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes him may have eternal, everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. I mean, this is Jesus right here promising victory over Satan, promising eternal victory. One pastor put it this way, we have a calling that cannot be withdrawn. Ever think about that? It's not like as if Jesus calls us and then after a while he's like, nah, you know, I picture those, you know, those rope gates, those rope things, and the guy unhooks them and and let somebody in. It's like not like once you're in and that gate's hooked, it's not like, hey, you got to leave now. We have a calling that cannot be withdrawn. We have an inheritance that cannot be taken away. Legally, once God has given us this inheritance of salvation, he can't just arbitrarily decide, I don't want to give that to you anymore. We have a foundation that's firm. We sing a song about that. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. Where's Dave DeBoer? He wanted to hear me sing. Did you hear that? We have a seal. Bill didn't want to hear it. We have a seal that cannot be broken. Ephesians 4:30. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And we have eternal life. That means we'll never perish. John 3:16. This is all part of this helmet of salvation. But as I said, it's really a battle for the mind. And the mind is one of those areas that must be guarded. This is the fifth part of armor. The last piece of equipment, they say that your helmet is the last piece of equipment that you put on before you go fight. It's interesting how it's laid out. It's almost as if that's how a soldier would dress. They would put on the belt first, then they would put on the breastplate, they would get the shoes, they would grab the shield, and then finally at the end they would put on the helmet. It's heavy. I understand why you'd wait till the last second to put it on, but once that helmet's on, that signifies, hey, the war's about to start. So that's why it's very important, because we have this battle for the mind. Now, what does it mean for a believer? It's reminding ourselves, it's constantly reminding ourselves what Jesus did for us. We've been saved from sin. Now, salvation has three aspects, they say. Does anybody think they know what those three aspects are? Past, present, and future. He saved us from our past sins. God's sanctifying us here in the present, and someday we'll be in eternity forever. So there's three parts of salvation. This future eternal punishment is wiped away, and the present bondage to sin is no longer binding. So the fact is God is actually saving us all the time. He's saving us. Do you believe that? It's not just like something way off in the future. I have to look forward to get out of hell free card. I'm saved. No, we're in this process of salvation, and he's constantly saving us. He's always saving us. Not only did Jesus save us from our sinful past, but he will continue to save us. And this we must realize mentally, in our minds, in our thoughts. Because our thought life is something that Satan really wants to infiltrate. He really wants to attack. He really wants to manipulate our thoughts even. There's another verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, if you want to turn there. We have time. I only heard Mike drive by once, so we have to give him some more time here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, some Bibles, even across the heading, it says the spiritual battle or spiritual warfare. It's a very similar parallel passage. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, right? Our war is against the spiritual stuff, not against physical. And the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly. Okay, they are spiritual. And what does it say? They are mighty in God. This whole armor of God, it's strong. It's good for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, this is key. I think this part is talking about the helmet of salvation, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's the helmet of salvation. guarding our thoughts. Guarding our thoughts. Every thought. Absolutely critical to keep God's words in our minds and Satan's lies out. Every thought. And what are all those other things? The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. You know, we can't be righteous if our thought life is all messed up, if we're believing Satan's lies. We can't have confidence. We can't really have much faith in the word or be ready to fight unless our thoughts are where they need to be. Which starts with what? Remembering his word. Thinking about the promises of God's word. And here's maybe the biggest truth for tonight and the thing that you can take home and think about. A believer who doesn't know the foundational truths of the Bible, I don't think they can really put on the helmet of salvation. There's some foundational truths in the word of God that if you don't know, you aren't 100% sure of, your mind won't be protected. You'll be pulled around by every wind of doctrine. There'll be doubts, there'll be discouragement, all those different things. So the truth, you have to know some of the truth. Otherwise, everything will crumble. You have potential to fall flat on your face. Now, thinking about that, falling flat on your face, sometimes you may get a little worried with something in life. Maybe church, job, home. I mean, all kinds of things can get you us doubting and discouraged, can't they? I mean, everywhere you turn. Did you know what? Even if the worst of the worst thing... Mark, can I pick on you? Mark, even if you go to the hospital and the doctor, like, has a hiccup and takes out your eye, and you wake up and he says, sorry, Mark, you're blind in this eye permanently. You can lose your eyesight. You can lose all kinds of stuff. But did you know what? God's word says you can never lose your salvation. Even if you lose your life, nothing can take salvation away from you. And that's what the helmet of salvation is. It's confidence in God. It's confidence, and that's the promise of salvation. The helmet protects us from failures. It protects us from loss because we're still saved. That's the foundational truth. I was listening to one of my friends who I went to college with preach this sermon. He preached it about 4 or 5 years ago. And at the time, his wife was 7 months pregnant, and the doctor was worried that not only may the baby die, but if your wife starts bleeding, you'll have to get her to the hospital within minutes. Otherwise, she could die. And he was just at a wit's end, and his wife couldn't go anywhere, and his brothers both got married that summer, and he had to go himself, and he didn't even want to go himself. I don't even know what happened. You didn't hear the whole story. But he kept going back, wait a second, no matter what happens to me, my wife, my family, I still am saved. And for him, it helped him ward off this pressure, these doubts, these fears, because he had this helmet of salvation on. Now, if you don't have this knowledge, this confidence in the Word of God, confidence in your salvation, it would be like going into battle without a helmet, one of the most vulnerable spots in your body. I mean, even a small bump. I hear stories where people are riding a bicycle and they fall and they die. And they're pushing bicycle helmets now. When I was young, riding a bike, I didn't see anyone had a helmet on. I still refuse to buy a bicycle helmet. But it's important. Maybe I should sort of think about that. Get a bicycle helmet. The helmet of salvation, it's key. Without your knowledge of God, it's like going into battle without a helmet. Is there any questions? We have one more after this, the sword of the Spirit. And we actually get to, we're going to have a sword fight in church. Me versus Krista. Don. Mm-hmm. He sure did. He, what did he even say? Forgive these people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Questions? That's where it starts. Somebody asked, you can't put on any of this armor unless you're saved. That's true. You cannot put any armor on unless you're saved. Anything else? Pastor Don? Yeah? Okay. Sue? Okay. Sue asked for her daughter, Debbie. If you don't know, Kate, her other daughter, needed a kidney transplant, and nobody in the family had a matching one. So you can actually join this collective, I guess, and you say, I'll give a kidney to somebody, and they'll find somebody to match for the person in your family that needs one. So now it's time for Debbie to give up that kidney. So, and that can be a kind of a difficult surgery to recover from and things like that. So pray for her. Is there anything else besides Bill and Mark? Any other prayer requests that anybody has? Phyllis, okay. Is there anything else? Yes. That's what Pastor Don was talking about.